Welcome to TV West Saves the World, Season 2, Episode 1. We are now in the 2020 and 2021 school year. This has taken a lot of effort, but we are on school online, and it's incredible, really, the efforts put forward by all the people at every level of the education system here in Utah, the Utah State Board of Education, even the governor, all the way down to our teachers and our principals and our assistant principals. But enough about the big picture. I am here today to introduce you to part of our new cast for Season 2 of TV West Saves the World. With me today, I have Isaac. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Hello, my name is Isaac Youngberg, and I spend hours on gaming.
Okay. And also with me, I have Benjamin Bolton and Carrick Bergstrom. I think I'm going to ask Carrick to tell me a little bit about himself, and we'll get into the swing of things. Why don't we? Carrick, over to you.
All right. There's not much to say. I'm pretty cool.
Well, that is very descriptive and interesting to hear. And I also have Benjamin Bolton with me, who is apparently a very interested gamer. Is that true?
Maybe. Hi, I'm Ben Bolton, and I'm basically the same as Isaac.
All right, just a name change, right? That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so we have an interesting roster of segments for you today, but first of all, I'm going to throw it over to Isaac again for an update on our sports for like the first, I think, just for the first week of actual school, but I think there's been a few weeks of sports activities going on. Isn't that right, Isaac?
Yeah, so West High's football team is 4-2, which is very good compared to years before. And just recently, actually last night, we actually lost to Hunter. Very close though. It was 17-14. And I think it was like in the fourth quarter, West almost brought it back. And then we have last week. They were playing West Jordan, and we were we won by 3 again. So yeah, what else do I say?
Well, I would say it sounds like West sports are doing very well in this school year, despite all the challenges that are facing us in this unique time. Now, I, for one, am very impressed by how we've been able to throw together such a school year. Now, granted, it has been delayed by 3 weeks later than it normally would. As I'm sure some of you remember, school started last year about the third week of August, 2019. And this year, if anyone got a planner from the school this year and you turn to the first page of your school planner calendar, you will notice that school was actually intended to begin on Tuesday, August 25th this year. Now, we all know how that turned out, and it turned out school was not only postponed until after Labor Day, it was also pushed back yet another week since rolling blackouts and a massive hurricane force windstorm forced schools across Utah to close completely for the week of September 8th to September 11th. Now, we started school officially just last Monday, which was the 14th, but more changes than just throwing around new start dates have happened to West this year. And it's not just West, it's district-wide. We have also changed our class schedules. Instead of a traditional West day, which would normally consist of 4 classes, which would be half of your class load, and labeled with an identifier, either red or black. Every other day would be a red or black day, depending on which day is the starting one for that year. For this year, it would have started on a red day and then red, black for the remainder of the year. This would allow for an equal number of days while only having 4 classes per day and 2 days to do homework. However, this year, the district decided to switch West High School, I'm not sure about the other high schools, to a block schedule where half of our classes are taught for 2 months at a time, essentially one quarter of the school year. I believe this term ends on November 8th. And then on November and like the next Monday, then our black day classes would start. And it would essentially be like a second back to school day, but for the other 4 classes. And then in January-ish, when the next semester would technically start, then we would have the second half of our red day classes. And then by March, we would be completely done with those classes. And then we would switch and finish out our black day classes. This is a little unconventional and sometimes a bit confusing for West High students. However, I believe that we can actually make this a very prosperous school year because we have more uniformity than 2019 and 2020. Because the district has made allowances. For example, right now we are recording this podcast on Zoom. Sure, you've heard of it. It took the world by storm. Their stock went up a bajillion percent. They became very popular in the pandemic age. But the district cleared Zoom for use with students, and that's why we're using it right now. And it allows for us to actually have in-person or similar to in-person meetings where we get to see our teachers' faces and hear their voices in nearly real time. I would say for me, that has been a fairly pleasant experience, but I think I will ask the other 3 people here in the podcast how they feel about this new format of learning and whether they enjoy being able to see their classmates and teachers in a Zoom meeting instead of asynchronous learning like we did last spring. Isaac, Ben, and Carrick, in that order, what do you think?
Sorry. Yeah, I think it's a really nice change because we can focus on just 4 classes at a time, and yeah, it's just easier.
All right, I agree with Isaac on that. We only have to focus on 4 classes each term. That's like super helpful. Not to mention that we have Wednesdays off to just get our work done, but. Also, I'd rather be in a classroom than in a Zoom call. It's a lot easier to talk to people.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, from some people I've heard, some people I've talked to, they wanted to do online classes on Discord based on how easy it is to talk to one another, but I don't know if that's ever going to happen.
Yeah, I feel like Discord is a lot more, like... I don't know. It's not very uniform or like, I don't think everyone would be able to use it.
That is a good point. Now, I speak almost sort of backwards on this topic since, as all 3 of you know, we actually have a TV West Discord server, and I'm not going to promote it here, but I will say it has been helpful, as Mr. Baca puts it, to have back-channel communication that allows us to reach each other outside of the normal class time, which is part of the reason we're doing this on a weekend. So sorry to drag everyone away from their video games, but I believe this is important to people who are interested in what is going on. And it helps because we're able to reach out to people in the community and, you know, just maybe help their day be a little better, or at the very least provide some interesting content for them to laugh at. But Carrick brought up a very good point. It is interesting how we've just changed our perception of education and how we've gone from 100% in person last year. I just up until the, I don't know, it was like the week right before spring break, I believe. And we just shut down for a week, and then we switched to this. I mean, I didn't think it was too bad, but how did you guys fare with the Canvas asynchronous learning model from last year, if you do remember that?
Actually, I'm gonna say that that was a little bit, like, even though it was a huge shock and, like, just a huge what the heck is going on, it actually exactly. made school very easy, because you don't have class, which sucked sometimes if you had questions, but you could still email your teachers. You could do your assignments and everything when you needed to do, or whenever you wanted, within the day or within the week or whatever. So that just really, like, allowed me more freedom.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. I mean, I hate waking up in the mornings doing Zoom classes, but last year when we just could wake up at any time and do our homework, that was a lot more stress-free than having to wake up at like 6 in the morning to get ready for school.
I totally disagree. Having 8 classes give you assignments every single day was extremely difficult.
It turned out differently for me because, you know, unlike this system, I think part of the problem with last year was that every single class was different. You know, some teachers didn't know how to use Canvas at all. And honestly, I don't think very much training was actually given to them. I'm not sure if that's true, because there was only a week of preparation given to switch completely online. And while I do think that the situation was quite messy, I would say that a lot of things went right, but a few things went wrong. The few things that went wrong were, as Carrick said, sometimes you had more work than you should have, since school was supposed to be every other day instead of every day. And this year, since it's just 4 classes every day instead of 8 classes every day, it's not as bad. A few other issues that they were trying to address were attendance issues, because I'm pretty sure that even just of the end of last year, not all of West attended. I think like 15 or 20% never even made it to the asynchronous model, even though they were trying very hard to get technology capabilities and the ability to participate out to every family in the West High community. I just don't know that it worked that well. The other problem, mostly, would have been that you could not ask for help. Now, Isaac did point out you could email your teachers, but how often did that work? Because sometimes, as I found out, my emails were rejected for random reasons, and that was the only method of communication. So unless your teacher checked their emails, and until they checked their emails, your question was neither seen nor answered, and sometimes it might have been too late. Like, if you need to know an answer really fast, you wouldn't find out. Now this year, and Carrick pointed out that we had Wednesdays off, which I'll get to in a moment, but we have the ability to ask questions in real time and get them answered in real time. And we get to work on assignments in real time, sometimes with assistance from our classmates, depending on how the teacher set that. Now, thank you, Carrick, for reminding me about Wednesdays, because that is an interesting day. Now, I don't know about you guys, but this Wednesday, I didn't actually experience the quote-unquote 4 hours of work that the district said would be given to us on Wednesdays. Did any of you see that much work put into Canvas?
No, I never worked for four. I worked for like 5 minutes and I was done.
Yeah, I had a little bit more homework because I have English with Miss Tanner, Holly Tanner, and she, like, we had a module all set up for the week before, and so I had like a whole module to do, and so I didn't work for 4 hours, but I did work for a solid 2.
Okay. And honestly, only 2 of my classes actually put anything up on there. And one of those was TV West. And that was just Mr. Baca asking what we were doing for this week. And I mean, as Ben said, only took 5 minutes and then you were done. But it is interesting because it doesn't mean that we have the day, quote unquote, off. It's more of a half day, sort of like the successor to late start Mondays. Remember those? Where we got to start school at 9:30, where we got to get up late and classes were a half hour shorter. Now, speaking of shorter, I don't know if you guys noticed, but school is actually 20 minutes shorter overall than it was last year, because there were 15 minutes shaved off at the beginning of school. 7:45 was pushed back to 8 o'clock, and 2:30 was moved forward to 2:25, which I don't know why they did that, but they also shortened our break times from 6 minutes to 5 minutes, which is okay. It's acceptable, but I think we all could appreciate a longer break to allow for like exercising or like being able to eat something instead of just, you know, maybe getting up and stretching and then immediately lugging into the next class meeting.
Yeah. I'm really happy that the district or whatever who set up our schedule didn't set us up for like 7:45 or when class would normally start. I'm glad we get those extra 20 minutes to just sleep in, do anything that we need to beforehand.
And that's another great point. I would say for me, because I had to travel nearly an hour just to get to the school building, which meant that I had to wake up before 6 a.m. to get on a bus before 7 a.m. to get to school by 7:30. And, well, not even 7:30. Sometimes if it was late, you would miss the first few minutes. I would say that's another thing that's nice. Instead of a tardy policy and tardy sweeps, which were bizarre in and of themselves, and that's a whole other discussion that we already had in the previous episode last year, but we have attendance tickets. What do you guys think about the attendance ticket system, and what is its intended purpose in your eyes?
Is that I have not really heard anything about these attendance tickets. Are those like this year type thing where we have to like be in Zoom by a certain time?
I would suppose the name that they're called more often would be exit tickets. They're just very small assignments that you fill out immediately after the Zoom just to say that you were in the class. Although I'm not exactly sure what that's supposed to accomplish, because anyone who wanted to could just mess around for the first 80 minutes and then in the last 5 minutes go on the exit ticket and fill it out, and then like you could do that.
Yeah.
Because apparently the Zoom meetings are being recorded just like this one, and I guess that would save an attendance record. But there's also a lot of talk of the word flexibility and accommodation, and this apparently is meant to include those students that might have jobs or might be required to work at home or help their families or, you know, any other task, like, I mean, I guess the regular old stuff like doctor's appointments, because those are still going on. And that way you can actually go back and watch the class, which I think is an interesting idea. And I wonder how that could be applied to in-person learning, because that would allow people who can't make it to a class to still be able to be there, quote unquote, in a way so that they can actually experience the class, hear what the teacher is saying, be able to take notes on it, and then do the work.
Yeah, I see the value in class recordings, and like even if like coronavirus just like magically stopped and just like somehow disappeared, which it won't. It won't.
Yeah, that's a whole other segment.
but like also I really don't think that many people would actually watch those recordings, because that's 85 to 90 minutes out of your day. And I get it's homework and stuff, but it's still like just sitting there.
If you think about it, it's almost an incentive, because that way you can miss the class, just watch like 5 minutes worth of like skipping back and forth along it to see what's important. And most of that's in the, like the last 5 minutes anyway, because that's when the teacher talks about what needs to happen for the next class. And aside from the first day, there's not really much at the beginning that's important. And since most, like some teachers might have had, do you have any teachers that have some sort of like a beginning assignment when you first come into the class, or like they did last year? Like a, I think my teacher called it a starter.
I think
I had one of those in like math or something.
And those are interesting because now they've become optional. These assignments that previously would actually impact our grades don't anymore. And last year, our grades are, I mean, I don't even know what's going to happen with last year's grade, because half of them are P's anyway for everybody. And you know, I'm just not sure. Does the fact that learning this year is quote unquote fixed, does that mean that grades will return to normal? I'm not sure, because can we continue judging students' excellence if not everyone is learning the same way, at the same time, at the same place, at the same level? And also, like, if we go on an even broader scale, just about how like all these experts are talking about how people like us are losing our, not necessarily our intelligence, maybe just our knowledge, and we're lapsing because we've lost a lot of school time. If you add up the delays last year and all the class time that we've missed this year, if you don't attend the Zoom classes. But it's just interesting how everything has changed, and it'd be really nice to find some normalcy. What do you guys think?
I think like a lot of people in the school are not as lucky. I want to say it's me, because I have stable internet connection, a computer that works really well, and I feel like we should, or this year at least for the first term or two, until we can really find our groove and like get in the motion, I don't feel like we should be like getting harsh grades, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like the entirety of the education system is being called into question, because the in-person classes, like a lot of my cousins and even one of my siblings is in person, and there's that national mostly national, but I guess partly international divide as well. Where is the line drawn between the safety of children and students and the quote unquote requirement that they need to be in person? And why is our district not taking that step, and why are other districts doing that? Because I'm pretty sure that almost all the districts in the state except for us are in person this year. And I don't necessarily agree with the other districts, but I also consider us grateful that our district is online, because it means that we have to forgive them their shortcomings, because Zoom is not perfect, but you know, I would say overall it's been okay. You know, we've made it. We are relearning. We are getting back the summer drain, you know, the usual summer drain of knowledge that occurs. All the facts that you learned the previous school year, just they all fall out of your head and you forget.
Okay, also, just congratulations. We made it through the first week of school. Let's go.
Yay, we did it. We made it.
What are we talking about? I'm eating. Sorry.
Oh, no problem, Common Seagull.
Also, that first week of school was kind of draining. I mean, most of the teachers were repeating a lot of the same stuff. Like, they would just, like my PXP teacher just was trying to make sure we all knew how to, like, all know how to use Canvas and stuff, and that was...
And that's interesting because, I took PXP last year, and I gotta tell you, Ben, that class is going to be very draining in and of itself because of the repetitiveness that you get in that class. But that is a good point. It is exhaustive almost because of how we essentially, in the space of one school year's worth of time,
and my PXP class, half of the kids don't even attend. They just turn off their camera and then they leave. Like, it's not draining at all.
And I'm just saying overall, it's within the space of one school year, we have gone through three distinct and separate modes of learning. We went from in-person to online asynchronous, and now we're in synchronous online, but it's almost too synchronous because it cuts out some people that can't make it longer.
Something that I feel like a problem with Zoom right now, at least for most of my teachers, is when they put you in a breakout room, most people just stay quiet and wait for the host to bring you back.
Yeah, that really happens to me a lot. I tend to like jump in and like start talking about what we're supposed to be doing, but even when I do that, sometimes it's just very dead and quiet.
Yeah, and the worst ones are when everyone leaves their camera on and they're just staring at each other. Like, yeah. Everyone's muted.
Yeah. I feel like the teachers have to, like, really give specific instructions. And sometimes they do. And sometimes the people in the class just don't want to
talk.
Participate. But my English teacher is doing this thing where she will know if you've been talking and participating, and I forget what they're called, but they're like something points. And at the end of the term, wait, what?
How does your teacher know that?
So she looks back at the recordings.
Oh, that's,
and she just skims through it. Yeah, I don't know exactly how it works, but at the end of the quarter, if you've been participating or something like that, if you've been like talking, then if your grade is not as high as you would like it, she said that she can bump it up 2 or 3 or 4 points.
Wow.
Stuff like that.
That's nice.
Yeah, something some of my teachers do. I think I have like two teachers who do this, but when you're in a breakout room, they'll just silently join each breakout room and like make sure you're talking, and if you're not, then they get they unmute you so that you have to talk. But it doesn't work that well unless the teacher threatens you with something.
Yeah, I'm fairly sure that you can't unmute. Like, for example, all I can do with Carrick right now, since he's muted, is ask him to unmute. I can't force him to do that because I'm assuming that would be a privacy violation, you know?
Yeah.
Make me unmute.
Yeah, like if I was able to control your microphone, that would be a bit of a problem.
Yeah, like what if I'm like, I don't know, eating my food or I'm saying something like... I'm planning some evil plot to Sebastian, and then you like unmute me, and then you hear my evil plot,
I would be happy because then I could stop you, but like that's a completely irrelevant.
Okay. Yeah, and then everyone would be like, "Yay, Brogan the hero!"
Oh, thank you very much.
Talking on like recordings and stuff like that. I was in a I forget. Oh yeah, so. I'm not gonna say the class or whatever, but I was in my class and my teacher was like, okay, everyone just like get up for 5 minutes and like go make yourself something or walk around, stretch.
Yeah, my language arts teacher does that, but like that's the only teacher that does that. So like I get one break in first period and then I don't get anything till lunch, and then afterwards I don't get anything till school's out.
Yeah,
I've been surviving on cup noodle alone like during class.
Oh yes. Yeah.
So she like stood up to get like her tea that was on the stove or whatever, And some kid said, "I hate this teacher," while the recording was going. And I was
no,
he did not just say that.
And I don't know why people do that, because it's like we can't stop being. Is it because we can't stop being teenagers? Is that really it?
It's because it's online and there's like some level of anonymity. They think that
there isn't
there's a very basic level of it, like you're not physically there and they can't get direct repercussion right away.
I feel like most of those typical quote-unquote protections, you know, like anonymity, has been taken away. So they still haven't switched their profiles from like angry online gamer to dutiful online student. So
what really sucks too is when people who aren't in your class will just join and start swearing over Zoom. Like,
how does that even happen? Because like for example, I have to admit, everyone who joins this meeting, and honestly, I faced a kind of a judgment call with you, Colin Siegel, because I don't even know who you are. But whatever.
Kind of mean.
What?
I have never had one of those people joining and like doing all that stuff, but I feel like once you're in a class of like 24 to 20 or 30 people or whatever, you kind of, all the names just blur together, so you're just admitting every single person that comes in.
Yeah.
Because you're not really looking to see if they're actually in your class.
Oh yeah, and in my math class, I have like 57 kids. And
yeah, exactly.
Because that is doable now, because physical space is a thing of the past almost. Like we don't need, like I remember when I was in German in my first Elper year, we were in the mail room and it was so small, but there were so many people that wanted to take that class that year that we just had to deal with it. So people were like sitting on the floor genuinely for the entire class.
I've heard from, like, I think it's in Mrs. Twigg's AP geography class, she said if they were in class right now, they would not have enough room at all. Like everyone would be standing up like that.
Oh, yikes.
I mean, I was in her class. She's got more room, but like that mail room is tiny. I don't know if you've ever been to room 209 before or even seen it.
I have.
Yeah, but that room is like the smallest classroom in the school. Or like, I think there might be one across the hall.
Yeah.
You can't do that to people. Like the one across the hall is combined. That's two of them together just to make a normal size classroom.
What?
Yeah. It's half the size, and you try fitting 60 people in there.
Yikes.
There's no ventilation, no windows. It's a mailroom, for goodness sake. It's not supposed to be climate controlled.
That's going to be bad for claustrophobic people.
Yeah, and I guess on the plus side now, we don't need to worry about how comfortable we are because we're all at home.
In my classes, I'm like, I wake up at like 7:50 or whatever, sometimes earlier, sometimes later.
So do you the thing where you have your camera off and then you just start eating breakfast during
sometimes I'll just be sitting there in my blanket just like eating with my camera on.
What really sucks about this is that nobody, like, you're not moving around, you're sitting in a chair. Like in school we were at least walking from class to class,
and it was sometimes exhausting, like having to go all the way from one end of the tech wing to like the far end of the fourth floor. Like that was almost a hike.
It's kind of an exercise for you, especially if you were trying to get there pretty quick.
Oh yeah, I mean, and 6 minutes sometimes wasn't even enough. Like you were rushing to class while the William Tell Overture was playing. You know, like that was a very common freak out for people.
I do miss the social aspect of going to school. I do miss the social aspect of like going to school and being able to see your friends, stuff like that.
And that
being able to talk to people because
like this. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just being able to sit down or just like talk to someone for like 2 seconds saying, hi, how are you? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then rushing off to your next class. Because in Zoom classes, if you're like trying to speak to someone, it's just that you're not, everyone in the class is going to hear you.
I know. So, there's no whispering to someone. Now, so for some of my classes, the teachers forget to disable the private chat so you can actually like talk to people.
Oh.
No, and it's not bad because, I mean, I've never had anyone chat bum me yet. You know, it's actually kind of fun. Yeah, someone just sent me a private chat. That's funny. But that's probably because I don't know how to disable the private chat in this meeting. So, well, I mean, this is my first Zoom meeting after all. Oh, yeah. And also, this is a very off-topic thing. But if you notice, if you look up at the top right, we are over 40 minutes.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, so if you check the chat, I got a little gift. It was a weird pop-up. I got a pop-up that said, we got a gift. They removed the limit, so we can talk as long as we want.
That's great.
We do a four-hour podcast if we want to.
Oh, gosh, jeez. No, please, no. Stop.
Come on. I mean, honestly, we've been talking for almost an hour, and, like, you know, I think it's going pretty smoothly, and we've only done, like, one segment.
It's not that bad. I mean, we're just sitting around and talking. That's what most.
Yeah, I mean that, and that's what makes it. That's what makes this enjoyable, at least for me. So I would. I believe Ben. Such a weird segue. Ben, would you like to give us the word of the day? I believe it's.
Oh yeah,
Merriam-Webster. It's an actual dictionary word of the day.
Mm-hmm. It has its word of the day, and today's is fountainhead.
Fountainhead?
Yep.
Is that one word? Okay. Does it have a hyphen? Wait.
Let's
water fountain, just fountain combined with head.
Okay, let's guess the definition.
Okay.
So it's what's the word again?
Fountainhead.
Fountainhead. Okay, so I'm thinking that's like the. Like where the water sprays out of the fountain, you know, it's like.
Is it someone that like says, I don't know, is it like, I guess it could be like a metaphor or something. Is it one word? How's it spelled? Is it like
it's one word, Fountainhead.
Fountainhead.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I guess.
I know what that is, okay?
I guess
so it's what.
Okay.
That's a great explanation. That is the most.
Sorry, needed. Can we swear on this?
No.
Okay. I dodged a bullet there then.
Oh, okay. Good. This is a school podcast. I don't know what you thought this was.
Yeah, the definition is a spring that is the source of a stream, and its figurative one is a primary source. So it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought it was going to be something cool or like, you know, exciting, but
yeah,
no, just
something cool, but I like this
insult.
I think this is a good one because guessing the definition can be great comedic relief.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it would be fun to call people fountain heads, but if you do, you don't have like anything to back it up anymore. Like, it's not an insult, but it could be seen as an insult.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So I just wanna
you fountain
this.
Head.
Yeah, I wanna ask this.
Okay.
Did any of your power go out during the windstorm on like last Monday?
You mean the big windstorm?
That was on Tuesday because we didn't have school on Monday.
Right, yeah, exactly.
It was Labor Day. I actually had a fun day that day. And
yeah,
then the
Labor
next
day
was
fun.
Just
yeah, I woke up ready for school and then right like it was 7:55 when my power went out and then I got an email from the language arts teacher saying, haha, no school today.
Yeah, I was all ready. I was sitting in my chair, ready to do school for the first time. I was so bored during the summer.
Oh
I was like happy for school, And then I was sitting and sitting and waiting for my teacher to go open up the Zoom call. And then school was canceled like 30 minutes later. So, yeah.
What really sucked is that I thought the power was going to be out for like 2 days, not the entire week. And when I think I was at my dad's business, but we were like pulling some weeds out. And then there was this just a giant explosion on the power cables. And that cut out our power for another few days.
What?
It was everything just sucked. I think a tree fell on it.
Really?
Dang. Yeah.
I actually witnessed my tree, so I have two trees in my front yard, and I actually witnessed like half of the tree fall over. It was the biggest branch, which was scary. But
while we're talking about trees too, it's sad. We don't have our front the trees in the front anymore at West. Both of them fell, didn't they?
There's more than that. There's also the big ones on the south lawn. I don't know if you've seen those.
Those ones.
Because I haven't been to the school since.
Yeah, I saw like a small clip of like one of the trees falling over on Instagram. But other than that, I have not really checked out or saw the school.
Yeah, so I lost power for about 28 hours. It was from like about 9 a.m. on the day of the windstorm all the way until 1 p.m. the next day. So I didn't have power for a long time. And actually it turned out that I have a lot of trees in my yard. It's not a very big yard, but there's still a lot of trees. And a lot of them are very big. And one of our pine trees, it must have been over 50 feet tall, just completely toppled over, and it's still in our backyard because it's such a big tree, we can't really get rid of it. And it actually knocked out the power line, and we had to call Rocky Mountain Power, and they came over here at the mid-afternoon, the day after the storm, and we got power back at about 1 o'clock, and then I was able to attend school the next Monday, because I got power back in time for Thursday. I joined class. My teacher called it sneaky school because we did like a half hour, and then our teacher was like, "Oh, school's canceled today. Have a fun weekend." Well, she didn't say that because as of that moment, we still had school on Friday, and then my family got the call that school was canceled on Friday as well. So. And that is the story of how school started 3 weeks late.
I kind of have to say, I feel bad for anyone who had a tree fall. I was lucky enough not to have any giant trees in my backyard that were going to fall over, but I know a few people who had a lot of, like, who had power cut out because of that.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened with the pine tree. And I also lost half of our big tree in our front yard, and that fell across our driveway and broke the like two windows in our cars. So like a lot of damage. And like there were recordings made that apparently the wind exceeded like 120 miles an hour in some places.
Yeah, I think it did. Also, my name is like this because I am on an account. I just changed my nickname because my mom made the account.
Oh. Okay, so we all have an account then.
Segueing into our next topic, video games.
Yay! We love video games.
I mean, I have this super nostalgic thing with Mario Galaxy, and since it just came out yesterday.
That sounds awesome.
It's really fun to play it again.
So, Xbox and PlayStation 5 just barely like a couple of days ago released their new consoles or whatever.
No, they released the prices for their consoles. The consoles had
been
out for months. But what happened was Xbox came out with the Series S, as in Snake, because they sound very similar. Series S, Series X. It's very difficult to pronounce. Oh, bless you. And the Series S is $299, which is interestingly enough the same price as a Switch, which I wonder if they're trying to hawk some.
What's an Xbox?
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm only a Switch gamer, basically.
And, so. and then the PS5 is going to be 500 and... No, sorry. Yeah, 500 and 500 and 400 for the regular and digital editions, respectively.
All right. So here's the thing, though.
Which one would you go for if you had the money?
So,
And you only have enough to get one.
Yeah, so I would... I personally would go for, like, the Xbox. I don't know exactly the specs on it and stuff, but I do know that I have a lot more games that... And I heard it's, like, reverse compatible or whatever, so you can play most of the games that you would on any of your older generations. And... Yeah, so I just have a lot more, like, experience with Xbox, so I'm gonna have to go with Xbox.
Yeah, for me, it's because I've already spent so much money in the Xbox ecosystem, even though I have experience with both.
I'm really confused. What's an Xbox?
I have to stick with the Xbox system.
All right, Brogan, here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Why would you buy either one of those consoles when the RTX 3080 is only $700?
Because I'm not a PC gamer and I don't trust Microsoft with their Windows 10 software.
Well, you see, the thing is, why would you pay for a graphics card so you can see how bad you are at, like, computer games? like, oh man, I get to see that I have, like, a KDA of, like...
No, my point is, like...
KDR...
Anything that the
KDA.
Two consoles
can KDR, promise, kill death ratio.
A computer can do
kill
and
death
more.
Assist.
Kill death.
It doesn't make
ratio.
Any sense.
Wait, what?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Sorry, you mean it's a KDAR? It's a KDAR.
It's a KDAR? Oh, man.
It's a KDAR.
Why would you? Yeah, I'm just saying, like, why would you pay, like, $80 for one graphics card?
Yeah, so that's just one part of a computer. That's not even all of it. With a console, you get all the pieces necessary, including a controller.
Because
and all you
with
need
a console
is a subscription.
With a console, you're only getting, like, those specific games.
What do you mean those specific
games? I can play any of those console games.
Why? How?
But
not all of them. There's
all of them. Yes, I could.
No, not all of them. They're not all available on PC. No, they're not.
Brogan, there are things
you guys told me, and I have no idea what you're talking about. I was raised in an Amish colony.
Wait, then how are you using a computer to be on this call? Describe that.
My uncle gave it to me, but then he was banished.
Your uncle is taking a vow of silence.
Oh my goodness.
That's
so weird.
Yeah, I get, like, the whole, yo, you got, like, a keyboard and mouse, which gives you more reliability on your aim or whatever, but, like...
Yeah, I will admit that the controls on PC are good, but you can still connect a keyboard and mouse to an Xbox. Like, the functionality is there.
Yeah, it's you know, and especially, like, if you're playing on Xbox... Everyone else on Xbox, except for a few games, are also playing on Xbox as well. So it's...
Okay.
Oh, no, that's the best part of PC. You can use an emulator and then run mobile games, and then you can just rack all the little mobile players.
So why would you do that, though?
Yeah, what's the
I just
point?
Explained that. You can rack all the little
want,
mobile...
But don't you want, like, competition?
Yeah, and why would
don't you want to feel a sense
you want
of
challenges?
Success when you win?
No, I just want to wreck all the little mobile kids.
That's the only reason you play video games? Then you're not a true gamer.
No,
yeah.
I just want to wreck all the little mobile kids. I don't see what the problem is.
Because that's,
mean,
like, really toxic.
Yeah, that's the point.
Like, why should you try to go after the mobile gamers who have the worst controls in, like, the universe? Like, why?
Because then they get wrecked.
Okay, but what's the point of wrecking them? What do you get out of it?
Yeah, what's
I get
your...
to wreck them.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's move off this topic.
It's just a loop going around and around.
Yeah, we're obviously not getting anywhere with this, so, yeah. What games are you guys most in?
Oh, wait, Brogan. Thomas told his question.
What's the question?
So it says, I don't know what this means, but Thomas wants to know if it's true that there was like an armored car with Apple HomePods.
Moving on. What games are you guys currently interested in?
Here's an interesting sentence, Carrick. I know who that person is now.
You do?
I don't. I think I could recognize their face. I don't know their name. Oh, well, I mean, I guess I do now, but I'm not sure who exactly that is. So there was a... it's a very long story, but the point is, I think I get it now, although I'm pretty sure that he's just a troll.
Who? Thomas?
Yeah, if that's even his real name. I'm assuming it is, but it might not be. Who knows? How did he even get the link?
I don't know. Maybe Carrick sent it to him.
I did not send it to him. I haven't sent the link to anyone.
And I don't think so, because it... Oh, no. Wait, was that Sweer?
It was.
I'll bet that was Sweer.
Wait, Sweer?
Yeah, remember the Discord user that you said didn't exist? I think
that was him. Because you were going crazy.
He sent me a message that... Oh, Sebastian's here. He sent me a message that said... you'll know what my name is when the time comes.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think we just found out.
He's like trying to reveal his name to you.
Yeah, I think.
Okay, but what about the armored car and Apple HomePods?
Oh, it was a long story. There was a large sum of money and a large order with Apple, and it all ended up.
Wait. So did you buy a bunch of Apple HomePods?
I didn't buy HomePods because that's a waste of money. But
yeah, I know. I would think that too. It is kind of a waste of money.
They are supposedly coming out with a new cheaper version of them at the iPhone event this fall, but I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen. Enough about technology. Sebastian just joined the chat. Sebastian, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm an Epic gamer and I like to wreck mobile kids with an emulator.
You've been talking to him the whole time, haven't you, Carrick?
Wait, what? Sebastian, that's actually like really coincidental. You were just talking about how I like to wreck mobile kids.
Coincidence?
I think not.
No, I like to play like PUBG Mobile and other games on an emulator and then wreck those stupid mobile kids.
Wow. You're so harsh.
What a bully.
Hey boys, that's all I have time for today, so I gotta get out of here.
All right, so let's wrap it up. Today with me, I had Isaac.
Hello.
I had Ben.
Yes.
You want to go with Ben?
Goodbye as well.
Do you want to go with Ben or Benjamin? Or
Ben is fine.
Benito? Benny?
Oh, Ben.
Benito.
Okay. And then I also had Carrick.
Along with Common Siegel and Thomas Bestfina.
And finally, the latecomer, and his name is Sebastian. Nothing?
Who's that guy? He's such a loser.
With that, I hereby end this episode of TV West Saves the World.
I peace.
Today was Saturday, September 19th, 2020. And for TV West and TV West Saves the World, I'm Brogan Nilsson, and I wish you all a very nice weekend and a great start to the school year. Hear you
in
the next episode. We'll be right back.